Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to do our preview for tonight's game between the Penrith Panthers and the Melbourne Storm. Very disappointing that we have so many class players out of this game. Would have been an absolute cracking match. Just running the eye over it quickly. Obviously, Taylor May's been ruled out. You've obviously got the halves out for the Penrith Panthers. Jerome Luai, Nathan Cleary. You've also got James Fisher-Harris out. Just an array of absolute superstars in our game that are missing this from the Penrith Panthers, from the Melbourne Storm. Fuck me, you've also got Ryan Pappenhausen, you have got Remus Smith, you've got Jerome Hughes. I mean, just so many guys missing. Felice Kaufusi as well. Very disappointing how this one has played out and that it is going to be played like this without an array of stars. But I've got a heap of guns still playing in there. It's going to be a very good game. Looking forward to it. These clashes are always good. Melbourne Storm, they found themselves in a bit of curry over the last few weeks. They lost four on the trot. Knocked over the Gold Coast Titans last week. Cameron Munster at one. Absolutely killed them. He was incredible. He moves back into the sixth jersey this week with Nick Meaney in the one. But the Melbourne Storm, I think they are at risk of potentially missing the eight. I don't think they will. I think it would take a lot for them to miss the eight anyway. I'm not even sure if they mathematically can, but they definitely want to finish either in the top four or with a home final this season. They want to be able to drag someone down there in a sudden death to Melbourne instead of going to obviously play probably South Sydney, the Roosters, Parramatta. One of these sides up here in Sydney would be a pain in the ass for them. They're already struggling as it is. Justin Olam comes back into the side this week, so a huge positive at left centre for them. David Nofaluma and Xavier Coates played their first games. Well, Xavier Coates played his first game back, and Nofaluma played his first game for the Melbourne Storm last week. Cooper Johns came in to play 5-8 last week when Munster moved out into the fullback role. I thought Cooper Johns was really good. It's probably the best game of his career, to be honest with you. I thought he was very impressive. Tommy Eisenhuth comes in to replace Felice Kaufusi. Obviously, very hard to replace Felice Kaufusi. I think he's the best defensive back rower in the competition. And I think it's sort of underappreciated by us fans just how good he is, but how good his edges always are. And you talk to any NRL player, the guys I've had on my podcast, whenever you talk Melbourne Storm, they always mention Felice Kaufusi. And anyone that has the opportunity to play alongside him, they just praise him so much for how good his defense is. So for me, that's a spot for the Melbourne Storm that is going to be an issue with him leaving. I think we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go. That edge will obviously feature Tommy Eisenhuth, Cooper Johns, Marion Seve, and then, of course, Xavier Coates as well. So essentially all those guys' defensive issues outside of Eisenhuth, he's normally pretty solid, but he is no Felice Kaufusi, so it definitely makes that edge a little bit weaker. For me, when it comes to my same game multi, those are the guys that I'm going to be targeting. For the Penrith Panthers, obviously, a huge week with all the Jamin Salmon stuff going on, but they did really give it to the Canberra Raiders last week. Were very impressive. I saw Sean O'Sullivan and Salmon were great. Dylan Edwards, as per fucking usual, just went about his work, absolutely killed it. Taruva comes into this side. He made his debut last week. Played for Fiji a couple of weeks ago, which would have been the first time a lot of you would have seen him. We've spoken about him in the preseason and whatnot. He's been doing very good things down there in New South Wales Cup over the last couple of years, probably last 2 years or so. He's been very, very impressive. So he comes onto the left wing. He will be outside Isaac Tungo on that left edge. We'll talk about them very soon. James Fisher-Harris, he's the other big out in this game. Matty Eisenhuth comes back in. We'll be talking about him a little bit later today on our Smokey for the Kangaroos. I think he's a very, very, very long shot. But if something was to happen to a couple of Penrith front rowers in the finals and he got to play two or three games, he's a guy with a huge amount of ability. I'm a big fan of Matty Eisenhuth. He will come in and do a very good job. Big test for him up against Jesse Bromwich and Nelson Asofa-Solomona. But I really like, he's a big, lanky sort of dude. He's got a good offload. He's got good hands as well. I'm a big fan of Matty Eisenhuth. He wins his tackles as well. You watch the way that he defends. Very similar to James Fisher-Harris. He goes up high. He wins the tackle up high. He normally gets him down to the ground as well. So big fan of him. Viliami Kikau, he comes into this side. He was missing last week. He's going to be out on that edge as well, so he's going to be very, very interesting. And then Isaiah Yeo, the colonel of this side in the 13, he will lead them around perfectly. It is interesting, their bench. They always carry Mitch Kenny. He can play nine, but he'll play as a middle. Scotty Sorensen, Spencer Lenu, and then Robert Jennings has been named on the bench as it stands right now, which is an interesting one. They have still got Jermaine Hopgood on the extended bench, but I'm not really sure what Ivan Cleary gets out of playing Ducks and Drapes here. So I think he'll probably have Robert Jennings on the bench there, which is a really interesting pick. In saying that, did have Taruva there last week, so maybe it's something in Ivan Cleary's game that he likes having now. So we'll see how they do line up. Wait for the final squads before you put all your bets on and everything. But I've got the Penrith Panthers winning this one. I think they win reasonably well. It's always hard tipping against the Melbourne Storm, especially when the team you're tipping is missing their halves. Crazy to think that a team is so good that without their halves and also missing arguably the best front rower in rugby league, I'm still confident they beat the Melbourne Storm. Just crazy. But I think at Penrith, they will be too strong. I think Sean O'Sullivan, he'll just kick to corners, he'll just control it well, and their defense will just be too good for the Melbourne Storm, who are struggling a little bit. I think without Jerome Hughes as well, they're really going to miss him. And as I always say, I think Cameron Munster, he might be the best 5'8 in the world, but I think he's better at fullback than he is at 5'8, and he's a lot more dangerous at fullback as well. So personally, if I'm Penrith, I'd much rather defend Cameron Munster at 6 than at fullback. So I think they'll be happy with this move. Will there be a late change? I don't know. You could bring Tyron Wishart. He's obviously on the bench for the Melbourne Storm. You could bring him into the halves. You could even play Nick Meaney at 6 and move Munster to 1, but I think they will run as they are. I think without Jerome Hughes, they know they need a little bit more direction in the halves, so I think they'll keep Cam Munster there. As we said, we think he's a better fullback, but he still might be the best 5'8 in the world, so he's nothing to sniff at when playing at 6 as well. He will do a job for them. He will be very damaging, and I think he will stand up in this game against the Penrith Panthers. Odds sort of stacked against the Melbourne Storm. I think money will be keen for this one, whatever fucking number you throw on his back. I think he's really going to be up for this game against the Penrith Panthers. It's a big test for the Melbourne Storm to see where they're at, and it's a really important one as far as the ladder goes for the Storm as well. So I'm expecting money to put in a big performance. I think he loves this sort of pressure when it's stacked against them. They're fourth at the moment. They're obviously underachieving so far this year, but they're still in fourth. So if they can win this one, a game that people probably aren't expecting them to win, all of a sudden, I really do think the Melbourne Storm could finish in the top four. This could be a real turning point in this season. Everyone's sort of riding the Melbourne Storm off, myself included. If they do manage to win this one, this could be one of those games that turns the season around. So Craig Bellamy and Munster, they'll be well and truly aware of this heading into this game, so I'm sure they will be up for it. If they do lose this game, they will drop out of the top four. You got the Parramatta Eels taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Regardless of which one of them win, actually, sorry, if Parramatta win, they will jump in over the Melbourne Storm. If the South Sydney Rabbitohs win, they will go up. And the Melbourne Storm will probably still have them on four and against, but then they'll be on equal points, all three of them. So a big test for them. And if the Cowboys win this week against the Roosters, or the Sharks win against the Tigers, which I think both teams probably will, it'll mean getting a home final in week one as a top four will become very, very difficult. So it's a big game for the Melbourne Storm. It could be season defining, realistically, and I think the boys will be up for it. Now, we have got a new partner on the Instagram page that's joined us. If you do like to have a punt, have a go with BossBet, BOSSBET, our new partners on the Instagram page. We've been using the last couple of weeks and had a bit of success on there. Really like what they do. Obviously affiliated with Boss Hunting. If you follow them on Instagram, a fantastic page. Make sure you go and follow them. But Boss crossbet.com.au. If you go there, you make an account, and then when you make your first deposit of $50, you will get a bonus bet of $100 if you use the code GURU, G-U-R-U. It has to be in all capitals, capital G, capital U, capital R, capital U, GURU in all capitals. Whatever you deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus back on it. I put in $50 a couple of weeks ago, got $100 bonus bet there. So make sure you go over to Boss Bet, put that code in, whack in your $50, and you'll get a $100 bonus bet there to play with. Enter the code GURU, G-U-R-U. Now, I had my same game multi for this one. I think I got a bit of value, so hopefully it is still there for you guys. When I heard the news that Taylor May was seen in a sling, I assumed that Tarouba would come in on the left wing, so I got on him. I've got on Cameron Munster, and I've got on Isaac Tungo. So Cameron Munster, as I said, I think he is in for a big game here. I think he shows up against the Penrith Panthers and really puts it to them. It's an important game as far as their season goes, and I think their big dogs will show up. Their biggest dog in this team, Cameron Munster. So I've got him as an anytime try scorer. As I said, Tarouba, I got very good value on him yesterday. He's probably come in since then. But Tarouba, I think going on to that left wing outside Isaac Tungo, I am a little bit worried about the Penrith halves. I've been saying this on Beers and Breakevens for a couple of weeks now. I am worried about Sean O'Sullivan. He tends to be a run first sort of guy. But I just think up against this Melbourne Storm right edge, which as I said is very, very weak. Cooper Johns, Eisenhuth, Marion Sebae, Xavier Coates, a lot of those guys have defensive errors in them. They have poor reads in them, etc. I think Sean O'Sullivan will see the opportunity there for a couple of TAs. You have got Viliami Kikau on that edge as well. I'm just worried he doesn't play huge minutes in this one. That's my only fear, so that's why I've left him out. But I've gone for Isaac Tungo. He's had a brilliant season. He's been sensational. His partner in crime is out, but Tarouba comes in. He's been in sensational form. So Tarouba, Isaac Tungo, and I've got Cameron Munster. You can get $17 on Bossbet. That's what I got yesterday afternoon, just when I heard this news that was going around. It has since come true. Tarouba's come in, so you'll probably get a little bit shorter now, but go and get on that. You can get your bonus bet, as we said before, using the code GURU, all in capitals, GURU in capital letters. Cam Munster, I think he stands up for the Melbourne Storm, puts in a decent performance, and I've got that left edge of the Penrith Panthers going up against this weak right edge of the Melbourne Storm. Give me Tarouba and Isaac Tungo as any time try scorers in that one. $17 on Boss Bet. Value will probably come in a little bit since Tarouba was named to start, so those odds would have come in a little bit over the last 24 hours or so. But that's my same game multi there. Have a go at that if you are keen, or throw those guides in however many combos you would like or whatever it is. Make sure you do it through Boss Bet. They bring you this podcast and they bring you all the posts on Instagram, which you'll be seeing more and more of when it comes to our previews. As always though, guys, remember to gamble responsibly regardless of who you are betting with or what you are betting on. Please make sure you are always gambling responsibly. Take the Penny Panthers tonight at home to get it done over the wounded Melbourne Storm.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.